You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And Greg has a question. He wanted to know first if Ron Lambert is on the show this morning. Well, I think his twin brother Ryan is with us, and he wants to know, he's concerned about the duck potato from the high tides. This guy's on the ball, Ryan. What can you tell us? Have you been out to do a reconnoiter, do a reconnaissance mission yet?
No,
the high tides?
It's going to be all right. The river's still at 9 feet, so they're still getting a lot of fresh water out there on them. You know, it'll come in and kill the aquatics and stuff if it gets under 7 parts per thousand, but I think we got plenty of time for it to recoup before that. You know, but this is Nova. I think we have a lot more of these storms, but, you know, they were just starting to grow, actually. You know, they just coming up. You know, the new duck potatoes on the accreting soil, the new land that's building on the east side. So the first thing that grows on that when it's still got water over that new land is duck potatoes. And they were just coming up. They were just sprigs. So, you know, and all those places that they are coming up, a lot of that is protected because the fresh water is still flowing through there and makes that brackish to where they won't die. But I think they'll be all right. And then even if they get mature and grow, and by the fall, the root system is still there, and that's what the ducks eat. The duck potato is underneath the mud. So if it kills the top and burns the top of the salt, the root system's still there, and the potatoes are still there. So we'll be all right.
You know, I've had people ask about when they hear us talking about duck potatoes. They're expecting to find, you know, these big round brown or these little red things. Tell them how to recognize duck potato.
Well, it's arrow leaf pine grass. And it just comes up and it makes a arrow type leaf that sticks straight up. And sometimes it gets some white flowers when they get really mature. And underneath there, when you the ducks eat this little white, I guess it's about the size of maybe 3 aspirins put together. And that is what they're eating, the pods underneath there.
I believe they call that a tuber. It kind of looks like a little piece of celery.
They eat the little tubers under there. But it's just a little round. You know, the ducks, their craw will be gorged with them. So they're great, great. And even if you get the aquatic vegetation gets killed off, usually those roots are still there, and that's going to make it. So it's raining in Canada, which is good. It rained 6 inches in Noliasi this week, which is really good.
Yeah, I saw
that. On my here. And we got some more coming. So, at least the quail will be good, and the ducks' ponds will be full. And here, I think if we could get Davis Pond Diversion opened up, it'll turn Lake Cotawatchee and Salvador Reserve, and all the guys from that area and New Orleans area will have a place close to go. You know, it'll grow that vegetation instantly. So, you know, just because right now the catfish cans of these almonds are completely covered in barnacles, and they're catching gaff tops. Mm. Sail cats in Zama, sail cats in Cotawatchee. So we really need to open it up and get that salt water pushed back a little bit. I mean, it's really inundating everything all the way to Lake Buff. So if they do that, then that area will turn to good. But it's not going to matter if we can't get this wind to stop.
No, well, it looks like it's finally coming to a halt. What's going to be the plan? Where would you head picking up the pieces after this stiff
I was out wind? There yesterday in some pretty nice areas, and everything was dirty. I mean, filthy dirty from this onslaught of east wind we've had. But it's calm this morning. The boys are in the girls. We got girl guides too now. So my group is out there, and hopefully they'll find them. I would say go to the beach, but I think the swells would be so bad on the beach, I don't know if you'd be able to fish it. You know, even though it was an east wind, you know, once that gulf gets kicked up like that, you know, it makes a lot of waves come up on the surf. So it'll be difficult either way. It's going to be, and then this new limit is just playing havoc with the guys until they get used to it. They are so ticked off. And Cody said, whoever supported this, I hope they stumped their toe on a square corner. That's what he put on Facebook yesterday. Because everything's 17, 8, you know, right under 18. But that's just the way it is. You know, next month or 2 months from now, those fish will be good to go. But again, we only got 3 years classes out there, so we still got 2 more years coming, and it'll get better and better. The river will be down to 7 foot here next 2 weeks or next week, 7.8. And that's when it starts happening. All the bait will start pouring toward the river, and the bull reds will start coming. Then we got a little rise to about 8.5. But there's, you know, sometimes that long range will teeter out and kind of diminish. So if it's in the 7 foot range, everything will start turning, and like I said, the bulls will start running in there, and the trout will get a little closer. So it's going to get good.
All right, y'all getting geared up for gator season, huh?
Oh yeah, my gator season is going to be real quick. It's going to be all in one day because I got one group bought every tag, and
come on,
and we're going to get out there and get them. So it'll be quick. But if we got to get those guys some, I'll get somebody else to go with us that got tags.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to find an LSU athlete. You know, they hate gators, so we're trying to get one on the go.
That's right. We'll have to put that up for the game day.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, somebody wants to get you and get in on all the fun down there, tell them how to get you.
CajunFishingAdventures.com. That's where it's at. And, you know, the business is slowing down for everybody, so if y'all can afford it, go out with guides. I mean, everybody's business is slow, and I see a lot of boats sitting on the sidelines right now. So everybody needs the help. So it's not only me, it's everybody. If you like a guide, he can use your help right now because this economy is really slowing.
And you can tell a guy, nah, 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 you can't keep any.
Don't tell Cody. Good guy.
Oh, please. Don't tell Cody. All right, Ryan, we'll catch up with you next week. Try to have some fun down there, would you?
See you.
All right, Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.